Hey, friend, welcome back to Proof Your Product. Listen, one pattern I've noticed time and time again after working with thousands of product brands across lots of different categories is that while our products might be different or our tools and platforms might change, all of our core business foundations and fundamentals are not changing. And that's exactly why I wanted to re-air today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a short clip from the archive, something that I think is worth revisiting because the takeaways still hold true today. Maybe listening will spark an idea or help you take action on a decision that you've been sitting on. Really, the goal here is to help you take your next intentional step in business. That's what I want for you. So if you want to listen to the full episode, you can find those links in the show notes, but enjoy this clip. Let's get into it. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. We also spend quite a bit of time pitching wholesale accounts and either not hearing back or not knowing if people actually received things or, you know, the silence is deafening sometimes. How do you deal with some of that with your outreach that you do on the wholesale side?
Yeah, I think I used to, in the beginning, kind of take it personally, like if I didn't hear back. But now I kind of realize some people are just really busy too. I know for myself, even I'll get an email and I'll think about it like while I'm lying down in bed, like, who is that adorable girl that emailed me, like wanting her to follow up almost because I can't remember her name. So now I put that to myself, like, sometimes I think we feel bad about following up with people and reaching out when truly, if you have a great product, like you're doing them a favor. You're giving them some beautiful content for their magazine pictures or for their store. And I think I've just learned that if I haven't heard back, either it's not the right fit, which is fine, or it just does take some following up. For example, working with Anthropology, no joke, took like 10 years.
Tell me more.
Multiple buyers. You know, it's just a dream of mine, as I'm sure a lot of us have. I connect with their brand. And it took a lot of buyers for me to connect with. And then like I would get that meeting with that buyer and have butterflies for the conversation and be so ready. And no joke, I get an email in my inbox that like that buyer no longer works here. Like your call is canceled. And like no fault to Anthropology. It's just kind of what happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of
turnover. Shuffling. Yeah. And I just kept at it because I saw it to be a good fit. This is kind of funny story, but my husband lives in Philadelphia where Anthropology is located. And so I emailed them once telling them I was going to be in town if we could have a meeting. And if they said yes, I was just going to go. And they said yes. And I went to Philadelphia and the girl that I wanted to talk to wound up not being there, you know, all these things, but they're all like little baby steps of the story. And I think I just kept at it. And the other thing I want to say about reaching out and sticking with pursuing someone is I think we get nervous when you hear a big company name, but these people are, they're just like us doing their job, you know, and they want to work with nice, talented people that are respectful and timely. So again, they're not as scary as you would think if you just approach it like naturally. I think a lot of times, like don't overthink your wording or make it too long, like just approach people like people. Has kind of worked for me.
100% agree with you. I think we always need to remember there's a human on the other end of that email, or they may work for a big company, but they're still just a person like you or I. So thank you for sharing that advice. That's really strong. Yeah. So you went to Philadelphia to meet with Anthropology and then the person didn't work there anymore. So did you get, you just got stood up?
Well, she wound up not being there. Something came up, like she had to be in another meeting. So I met someone else. I can't remember, so many years ago. I think it was like her assistant. And she toured me around, I mean, it was amazing just like be in the office. And it was like one step, you know, and I left what I traveled with, some cards, and called it a day. So it was still like a win and like a baby step in the puzzle of working with them. And they're another brand that I can remember once for Father's Day. Like, they're not a paper source that has all these cards. For Father's Day, don't quote me the exact count, but it's something like they take 4 cards. Like 4, you know? Mm-hmm. How many people are submitting Father's Day cards? So I can remember once they told me I got down to like a finalist. So I think even that, you should be so proud. Like, there's so many cards out there, and it just takes one design for them to say yes. And finally, she saw, I kept emailing, and she saw one of my gift wrap designs and had an idea that that might work really well on a tea towel. I was like, yes.
Let's do it. I'm down. Les,
that sounds amazing. Let's do that. And I made like 5 different tea towel ideas for her. And we narrowed it down, and she wound up going with 1.
That's amazing.
Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes. So definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources. To access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.